Now, which type of investors can invest in mutual funds? Now, we understood whole gamut of the what is the mutual fund, what is asset management company, what are associates, what is the structure, everything we understood now. Now, then let us start investing. So, the question here is, which type of investors can invest in mutual fund? Any resident adult individual above the age of 18 can invest either singly or jointly in mutual fund. Minors also can invest with their guardians. HUF, through the head of the family, which is called as a karta, can invest in mutual fund. Then NRI or person of Indian origin resident abroad can also invest in the mutual fund. Then foreign investor can invest in the equity scheme of mutual funds registered with the SEBI after completing the KYC process. These are the personal investors. But now, non-individuals can also invest in the mutual funds. Which are they? They are the companies registered in India, partner and partnership firms, association of the person, body or individual, whether it is incorporated or not, cooperative societies, banks and financial institutions, trustees of the religious and charitable trust and trustees of the private trust, as well as other mutual fund registered with the SEBI, foreign portfolio investor, that is FPI registered with the SEBI, international multilateral agencies which are approved by the government of India, then Army, Navy, Air Force or paramilitary units and other eligible institutions can also invest in the mutual fund. Scientific and industrial research organizations are also permitted to invest their funds into the mutual fund. University and education institutions are also permitted to invest in the mutual fund. Right? So, the individual as well as the non-individual investors, those who are the KYC compliant and irrespective of their investment value or PAN number is also to be required to be produced before investment and the mutual fund investment except in case of micro SIP, that is SIP where the annual investment, that is 12 month investment from April to March finance year does not exceed 50,000. Okay, and the AMCs are also required to comply with the requirements of the foreign account tax compliance also under FATCA. Okay, and the common by the following due diligence process is identified. Which type of investor cannot invest in the mutual fund? Okay, these are the people what we have seen, they are permitted to. Now, who is left out? Any individual who is a foreign national is not permitted to invest in mutual fund. Overseas corporate bodies, erstwhile, now it is not there, but overseas corporate bodies, they are also not permitted to invest in the mutual funds. Now, objective, schemes and objective of the mutual fund. Basically, we have to understand that this mutual fund in India is classified into two different categories based certain characteristics such as asset class structure, investment objective, and the risk. Here will help you out to understand the details of the various categories and the kinds of the function funds that of the each category. Now, mutual fund schemes and objective, first one is based on the asset class. Based on asset class. So, mutual funds are classified based on the on its asset class. Now, this asset class, there are several things. Equity fund. To make investment mainly in stock, equity funds are the most preferred investment option among the majority of the investors. Because sometimes this offers very high investment and a quick growth also may be possible. Of course, it depends upon the share market index, BSE and NSE. Another mutual fund is a debt fund. Equity fund, yes, definitely you can invest, anybody can eligible to invest into. And debt fund, the debt fund cheaply invest in the low rate fixed income, low rate, low risk fixed income instrument such as government securities. Since these funds come with a fixed maturity date, okay, and the interest rate on these is ideal for the investor with low risk appetite. We don't want to take a very high risk and earn very high return. Take moderate risk, low risk, and smoothly earn the interest. That is debt fund. Next one is mutual fund market fund. Money market funds. Money market funds, generally they invest easily in accessible in cash and cash equivalent of the securities. Okay, these funds comes with relatively with little bit lower risk and ideal for short term investment. That's money market funds. Then hybrid or balanced funds. This balanced or hybrid fund invest in certain amount of their corpus into equity funds and rest in debt funds. Depending upon, they will judge it where to invest. Then part amount in equity, part amount in debt. Also they are investing. Now, this is a classification based on the assets. I mean based on the its capital. Now, another classification of mutual fund is based on the structure. Structure of the mutual fund scheme. Now, open-ended mutual funds. Open-ended. What is this open-ended mutual fund? Open-ended mutual fund have no constraint as far as the number of units that can be traded or the time period concern. So anytime one investor can invest and they are allowed to trade, and anytime they are allowed to exit, there is no control as such. That is why it is called as an open-ended scheme, open-ended mutual fund. And a closed-ended mutual funds, these are the unit capital that is invested in definite period. Mutual fund fixed period is fixed. Within that the investment should be made. So maturity tenor of the scheme is fixed and investment tenor is also fixed. That is the close ended maturity mutual funds. Then interval funds that can be brought or exited only at the specific interval. Only at specific interval determined by the company. These are open investment for certain period of time. Usually, the investor need to stay invested for at least, it is presumed that at least for 2 years investment made should be there. Then another classification is based on the investment objective. Investment objective. The first objective, some investor may have the objective as a growth fund. Growth fund invests a large portion of their capital into the stock of the companies having above average growth. So the return offered by these funds are also relatively high, but at the same time, the risk involved among this is also very high. If stock market is not supporting the idea which you have promulgated at the time of investment, then there is loss also may incur. So this is growth fund. Another fund is an income fund. Now, the corpus or a capital of the income fund is invested in combination of high dividend generating stock, very high dividend generating stock, like, and government securities. So these funds focus for the regular income only, regular income only, and investing for more than 2 years for the regular income, that is income funds. Another type of fund classification is liquid fund. What is this liquid fund? This is nothing but it is similar to that of make the investment in money market and debt securities. But this investment tenor many times extend to 91 days and maximum amount, that is 10 lakh, can be invested. So such a kind of investors are there, then they can invest in the liquid funds. Another type of investment fund is a tax saving fund. The equity linked savings scheme, that is ELSS, mainly invest in equity and equity related instruments for the benefit of the tax saving and wealth generation. These funds usually come with a 3 years lock-in period, that is tax saving funds, right? Then aggressive growth fund. What is this aggressive growth fund? This aggressive growth fund is carrying a relatively very high level of risk. Relatively very high level of risk. And though these funds are prone to the market volatility, they have potential to deliver the impressive returns also. So that kind of fund is called aggressive growth fund. Another type of fund is capital protection fund. Capital protection, at any point of time your capital should not be eroded. You should earn. But capital protection fund, generally they invest in the debt securities where return is assured. Return is assured. That means rate of interest is already fixed. And you know how much you are getting it also. Okay. So the delivered return are relatively low and investors should remain invested for at least for 3 years. So the capital protection fund functions like this. Next is a pension fund. Pension funds is considered to be a great investment option for the individuals who wish to save for the retirement. These funds offer regular income and these are ideal for meeting the contingency expenses such as child's wedding or medical emergency for the self, etc. Another fund is the fixed maturity fund. The fixed maturity fund makes an investment in the money market securities bond and they are close-ended plans that come with the fixed maturity period. So investor knows at what point of time he will be getting his investment return back. Generally, such kind of investment, the tenor of these funds should extend from a month to 5 years. This is investment related. And now, another criteria of classification of mutual fund is based on the risk profile. Based on the risk taken, the different mutual funds investment happens. So high risk funds. What is high risk funds? High risk funds are the funds which carry very high level of risk but generate very good and impressive amount of profit or returns. So these funds require active management and their performance must be reviewed regularly as these are prone to the market volatility. how much you earn, that much you lose it also. So high risk, high return, low risk, low return. So it is required to be frequently, it is required to monitor the performance of this fund. Now, medium risk fund. Medium risk fund is nothing but risk is neither too high or it is too low. But the corpus of the medium fund is invested partly in debt and partly in equity. Average return, approximately, average return is approximately expected is from 9% to 12%. Now, low risk fund. This low risk fund is spread across the combination of arbitrage fund, ultra short term funds. Okay, what is it happens in this low risk fund? Unexpected natural crisis or national crisis. Whenever it arises, then rupee depreciates in value. That time, this investment also has the value or return is reduced. Very low risk fund. These are the funds that could be ultra short term funds, liquid funds. Those maturity extend from a month to year. Means once you invest, the maturity date will be approximately 1 month to 1 year also. And such a funds are generally considered to be a risk-free. Risk is there, risk-free. But annual return they are getting is approximately 6% every year. Right? Another type of classification is a specialized mutual funds. Specialized mutual funds. Index funds and sector funds. Index funds means rather than the fund manager managing the fund, this is invested in the stock in which the investment is done are similar to that of the corporate corresponding index of the stock market index, I mean to say. So index funds are generally investment happens in the stock market, in the securities, where the securities are traded on the stock market. Okay. Now, sector funds. Sector fund is nothing but it is a theme-based investment. And particular sector-wise, say, airline sector or finance sector, agriculture sector, or manufacturing sector, like that, you know, or real estate sector, based on the sector wise, the investment is happening. So specific sector with a limited number of stock and with a high risk profile, the investment happen in the sector funds. The funds of funds, what is this funds of funds? Funds of funds invest in the diversified portfolio. And the fund manager invests in one fund that makes an investment in several funds rather than investing in various funds. You invest in one fund, that fund will invest anywhere. I don't bother about that because I totally believe in you. So that is a fund of funds. Fund of funds. Then foreign and international funds. Foreign or international funds. Makes the investment in the companies which are located outside the country, which are located outside the country of residence. These funds have ability to deliver the goods written in times and when. These funds have the ability to deliver the goods written at the time when Indian stock markets are performing well. Another type of fund is a global fund. Type of fund is global fund. Global fund means worldwide. This primarily invests in the market across the world. Singapore market, Chinese market, Japanese market, US market, Indian market, like that. So anywhere, whenever you are getting the good return, the fund invests globally in any of the stock market or exchanges. So high risk they are taking, high returns also they are expecting. Another type of fund is emerging market fund. Emerging market funds is nothing but it is investment into the developing market, upcoming market. And these funds are risky investment because there is no history as such for the companies which are coming newly in the market. Since India is also emerging, the dynamic market, these funds are also susceptible for the market volatilities. Next one is a real estate fund. Real estate fund, as the name indicates, the investment in high quality of real estate directly or through the companies which are purchasing the real estates. Through these funds have the high associated risk and these offers a very long term returns. Market neutral funds. Market neutral funds are nothing but they are always safe or unfavorable market fluctuation. They are not taking into consideration. They are also sustaining healthy returns from their investment at the same time. Another is asset allocation fund. Asset allocation funds invest in equity instrument, debt security, even into the gold. So these are highly flexible nature funds that can be regulated and distribution of the funds into equities and debt of the instrument. Then gift funds. The investor can gift these funds to their family in order to secure their financial future. So this can be used to pay all the portion or part of it down payment by closing cost. However, these cannot be used to buy an investment of the property. Now, exchange traded fund, ETF. Exchange traded funds. These funds which are sold and purchased on the exchanges offered the exposure to the overseas stock market and specialized sectors. And these are traded on real-time basis. And the prices can increase or decrease many times during the day. Having understood the classification of the mutual funds, let us try to understand some of the important features of the mutual fund. Important features of the mutual fund. Number one is an investor can accumulate a significant amount of wealth through an investment in diversified portfolio. As we have seen, there are many different houses and the schemes in mutual funds that have come, and select the right portfolio. When the professional fund manager can come to your rescue and ensure that your money invested in the funds that will offer the maximum return. Now, there are some key features of these mutual funds, and these are like this: smart, practical, and the strategic investment instrument, professionally managed by the qualified, experienced fund manager. These are the characteristic features of the mutual fund. So the smart, practical, and the strategic investment instrument, mutual fund unit, right? Then they are professionally well managed. Risk mitigation through the investment done by the diversified portfolio, more liquid than other investment options and the deposit shares and bonds. Relatively lower expenses and fees regardless the fund's performance. consistent in performance over a short, medium, or long-term period. The mutual funds are highly flexible in terms of financial objective, and you have ample choice of investment catering the varied investor needs. Ease of trading and transacting the units on all the working days, tax exemption can happen under Section 80C of the Income Tax Act. This mutual fund eligibility. Investment in the mutual fund can be made by any individual or entity, partnership firms or FII, foreign investments, so and so. And the invest in mutual fund also requires to comply with the KYC norms suggested. Now, how to invest in mutual fund? Increasing number of individuals in India have taken into investing into the mutual fund, but good percentage of the investors have no idea how to go about here and some of the tips for the purpose of investment. And these tips are identification goal. Before you put your money into investment vehicle, it is important you identify your financial goal, within how much you want to earn, within what period you have to earn, and when actually required the funds. These are your goals you must be identified first. Then you must know how much money you wish to invest in order to achieve your goal. In case, if you have short-term goals and require funds, say 2 or 3 years of time, then perhaps the debt scheme would be the way to go and not the equity. And in cases where you have a long-term goal and require the funds after say 5 years or 7 years or 10 years, then equity schemes are fine for that. Once you identify your goal, choose the right fund, then and it becomes much easier. Understanding the various schemes. Understanding various schemes is very important. You already know there are a wide variety of the mutual funds schemes. You identify the correct debt fund or equity fund. And in order to choose the right scheme, you will have to take into consideration your risk appetite, your investment horizon or goal, and your financial goal. Compare the different schemes which are floated in the market by the mutual funds in line with your own risk profile and your investment horizon. Then approach to the advisor, best option. Approach to the advisor. If you are not in position to do it on your own, then ideally you may approach to the advisor. So the advisors are experienced person who has a good knowledge in that area. Many advisors also tend to keep a track of your own investment, thereby enabling you to switch it in case of your investment is underperforming. They are giving the advice, proper advice. Then keeping your document handy. All the transactions which are made in the mutual funds must be well documented. It is necessary that KYC compliant transacting mutual funds, which is just a due diligence, it contains the personal information such as furnishing your photograph, address proof, PAN number, date of birth certificate. Ensure that you have a PAN card, as it is one of the requirements of investing in mutual fund. Consider the risk factor immediately. This risk factor, if you are taking the high risk, you will earn better. If you are, or sometimes you lose it also. So the higher the return offered by the scheme, higher the risk associated with that scheme. Therefore, making important to ensure that you choose your fund rightly. Then plans and options. There are various plans and options given by the mutual funds to the investors to invest into the mutual fund. Most mutual fund schemes come with an option such as growth, dividend, etc. Now, when you are choosing the scheme, okay, please consider your financial objective to get the most out of your investment. The growth options are ideal for those who want large amount of money to meet their financial objective. Dividend option, on the other hand, are ideal for those who require profit at regular interval. Considering your age, which is a time frame factor, before you invest in mutual funds, as you grow older and approach the retirement age, your exposure to the stock must be limited, as it will be ensuring that your capital is preserved. Professional fund manager can help you better understanding where to invest your money. Past performance of the funds also you have to take into consideration. Past performance means how previously the mutual fund has performed. For example, IT and pharma companies were generating very attractive returns in the past 5 to 10 years, but have been underperforming nowadays. So there is no point now to invest in IT and pharma companies. Right? This is how exactly the past performance should be taken into consideration. Okay? Studying the scheme and its performance over a different market cycle will help you better to understand which one could help you to achieve the profit. Now, mutual fund fees, charges, and what you call as expenses. These mutual funds are charging very nominal fee. Okay. Fund managers are assisted by the team of market experts and financial analysts, managing the expenses of these professionals while working towards the overcome of the market risk. Okay, overcoming of the market risk be difficult task. So it is for the reason that mutual fund houses charge fees to the investor, little bit fees, right? There are different mutual funds. So type of fees levied to the investor consist of entry fee. This fee is charged by the mutual fund to an investor when he buys the unit of the mutual fund, right? Then exit load. What is this exit load? This fee is charged to the investor by the mutual fund when he is redeeming the units of the mutual fund. Exit loads are not fixed. The fee is determined by the fund house, and main reason of levy the fund is to the exit load is that to ensure that investor remain invested in the scheme for a certain period of time. Now, management fee. This management fee is also collected from the investor for pay of the fund's managers for services that they render to the managing the schemes. Account fees, asset management fee that is required to be paid by the investor only. Then service fee and distribution fee. This fee is collected by the asset management company or mutual funds for printing, mailing, making the expenses incurred by them. And the switch fee is nothing but it is number of mutual fund schemes which allow the investor to switch their investment from one scheme to another scheme. To do that activity, the fee is charged by the mutual fund to the investor, which is called as switch fee. Now, mutual funds, modes of investment. modes of how the investment can be made in mutual fund. First one, direct investment. Investment have an option. Investors has an option to invest on their own by contacting the mutual fund companies and applying for the scheme. That is called direct investment, which helps in saving of the brokerage fee. And the investment process is fairly become simple. What all you have to do is to visit the branch of the mutual fund company or download the form online from the website of the asset management company. And if you wish to invest directly, make sure that you go through the take out the fine print, carefully read it and resolve if any query before you are investing. Online, most investors, they are using the online way of investing into mutual fund. This will help. This will help to saving the time, but also make it very simple as compared to the various schemes before you make an informed decision for the investment. Bank Bazaar is one of the many portals in India that offers some of the best mutual funds list. Mutual fund list they are providing. All that you have to do is to enter into fee details and your investment process will be completed in a matter of minutes. Mutual funds have appointed agents also. You can invest through the agents also. So professional agents can be hired to make the informed investment decision. Agents have the comprehensive knowledge about the mutual funds and they know the scheme better than you because they are into this business. So your investment objective will be made. They invest your money based on your risk profile and they take care of your everything and charge a fee for the services that they render to you.